Once again, that's what Christmas is about, isn't it? Realise that God reigns. Little baby, he's still reigns. Right, Jackie, I'll ask you to come forward and share with us what you think of the Bible reading.
Made up, and it's just something that you can give and take. Where, you know, this is the truth, this is the reality, this is why Jesus reigns, because he was prepared to be this baby. So it's the Christmas truth. So I'm going to need a hand, so I need a few children, because we're actually going to make a Christmas sing today. So I'm going to definitely need a hand here. So who's coming up to help? Cynthia, I'm going to need you, definitely. Baby, and are you coming up too? Any other children want to come and help? Okay. Now, I wonder where we find this Christmas truth from.
The Bible.
Yep, that's sure we do, sure do. It's the most amazing story, isn't it? And so often I think in the world today they're forgetting about it. Like I finished at Bible in schools the other day and I had children leaving to go to high school and I thought, are they ever going to hear the Christmas truth again? The story of Christmas. The truth about Christmas. Okay, so in Luke 2, and I think Jim read it all this morning, we read from the Message, it says, about that time, Caesar Augustus ordered a census to be taken throughout the empire. So in other words, he wanted to know who the people were in his empire. So it wasn't just in Jerusalem or in Bethlehem. It was throughout his whole empire he was doing the census. So it's an awful lot of people would have moved at that time. Sort of a wee bit of a premonition of what happens at Christmas now, doesn't it? Everybody moves all over the world. And it's sort of the same situation that happened then. So everybody had to travel back to where they came from to be accounted for. So Joseph went from the Galilean town of Nazareth up to Bethlehem in Judea, David's town, for the census. Because he was a descendant of David. He went with Mary, his fiancée, who was pregnant. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. She gave birth to a son, his firstborn, her firstborn son. She wrapped him in a blanket and she laid him in a manger. Okay, you two, you're going to have to come around this side and you're going to start making it. Right, okay. So there's a little thing in here that's got some people in it. Okay. Going to have to come out because we've got quite a bit to do. Alright, and I think there might be something that happens here. Maybe, do you want to have a wee try? Yeah. Is it coming down? Yeah. Just have to fold it a little bit and organise it a bit, won't we? Okay, so we need some people. Here she is, she's giving birth to the baby in the manger. Something heavy on there to hold it down. Oh, well, it'll come.
Yeah, it's one of those lighters.
Oh, yeah. So, what have we got in the picture, baby, and for those that can't see at the back? It's called a manger, that's right, yeah. Okay, but let's make some people. We need some people around it as well, and some animals. And there's a goat in the back, and there's a sheep in the back there as well, and in the manger. And I presume this is Joseph over here. Right. Okay. Some of the people that arrived at the story of the manger too were coming along. That's it. Looks a perfect place for it. Okay. At the same time that Jesus was born, at the same evening, there were some shepherds as well. And Luke records that for us too in verses 8 to to, here we are. There were some shepherds camping in the neighbourhood. They'd set night watches over their sheep. Suddenly God's angel stood among them. I wonder if this is the... What's happening over here? More animals in this manger. I can't believe that other thing in here as well, aren't we? Here we are. So that's more room for the animals. And the shepherds were keeping an eye on the sheep. They set night watches over the sheep. And suddenly God's angel stood among them. I wonder if this is what's happening over here. Something, can you see? So we're going to have to put some shepherds over here as well, aren't we? You see, and there's God's angel appeared. Like Fabian, do we see there? Suddenly God's angel stood among them. How incredible that would be, eh? How would you like to be out in the paddock with Dad, with Granddad? And suddenly God's angel appears to you, comes over. It's more appropriate, prayers for the school. They'd set night watches, suddenly God's angel was there. They were frightened. The angel said to them, don't be afraid. There's the angel there, don't be afraid. We need some shepherds around here. Should we put some shepherds around here as well? Yep, great, and out in front. Don't be afraid. I'm here to tell you the most wonderful, the greatest joy and the most great event that's ever happened. It's meant for everybody throughout the world. It's an incredible story, isn't it? It's just a story that just blows you away every time. A saviour, the angel, he said to the shepherds, a saviour has been born. You might need that sheep out too, Fabian. A saviour has been born. In David's town, a saviour who's both going to be the master and the messiah. This is what he looked for. A baby wrapped in, who's the baby? There she is, he is. A baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and laying in a manger. That's what you're going to see. At once, the angels were joined by a huge cry, a choir of angels, so many of them singing God's praises. Glory to God in the highest heights, peace to all men and women on earth who praise him. Wow, I don't know about you, but that must have been the most amazing thing to see these angels full force singing. The noise must have been incredible. I wonder how they responded. As the angel choir withdrawn into heaven, the shepherds talked it over. Let us go to Bethlehem as fast as we can and see for ourselves what God has revealed to us. They left running. They were so excited. And they found Mary and Joseph. So where's our shepherds? Here we are. They're going around to find Mary and Joseph. Yep. They found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. Seeing was believing. That's what my Bible says. Seeing was believing. So even though they had the angels come to them and call them and tell them about the wonderful event of the birth of Jesus, when they saw him, they couldn't help but believe. They told everyone they met what the angels had said. They told Mary and Joseph, everybody that they heard about the angels coming to tell them. All who heard the shepherds were impressed. Mary kept all these things to herself, holding them dear, deep within her. The shepherds then returned and let loose. So in other words, they let loose, heading home, glorifying and praising God. In other words, like they're like their little girl this morning. They just couldn't help but have the joy of the reality of what happened in their night for them. It was pretty amazing. And it turned out exactly as they were showing. But there were other people that came to Jesus' birth too. Who were they? They came from the east. And they followed the king, the wise men, or the king. And they followed the star. We need our book again, don't we? Here we are. I think they're coming on this corner here, don't they? Following the star. And Matthew recorded that for us. He said, Then the men had come from the east and had visited with the king. Then the star appeared again to them. In other words, that actually the star was directly leading them. The same star they'd seen in the eastern skies. It led them on until it hovered. In other words, the star hovered over the place where Jesus was born. They could hardly contain themselves' excitement. They were in the right place. So we've got a king. Is there a mobile king? Oh no, these are just the shepherds, aren't they? Is there a king there? Otherwise, so the king, the wise men can come in. I think they must have come. Here we are. They came in. They could hardly contain themselves. They'd arrived at the birth of Jesus. They entered the house, and again they saw the baby Jesus in the arms of Mary, his mother. Overcome, they knelt down and they worshipped him. Then they opened their luggage and they presented the gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Wow, what a story. A little girl, a teenage girl having a baby. And shepherds out in the paddocks looking after sheep. And the wise men from a long way away from the east had actually traveled for days following the star, and then they found the star was right above them. What an incredible truth. Jesus had arrived in the world. Let's pray. Jesus, because you arrived in our world 2017 years ago, you can arrive in our world today. We celebrate this as the changing of life, giving us hope, giving us joy, giving us love. What a wonderful, truthful story that we celebrate today. Thank you so, so much. Amen. Thank you, you too. We're going to go head out the back, okay? Everybody. If anybody else wants to join us, well, children's activity will be in the wee room out here.
Thank you, Judy, and for those adults who want to have a closer inspection, you can do so. Okay. It's quite detailed.